Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Call recording on.
So what are we talking about today?
We talk about a few things.
And what is our first topic, Dick Hugger?
Well, you remember how we talked about the flatulence? In the flatulence tax and all that other stuff.
Oh, no. Are we about to get taxed?
No, it's not a tax. It's more, I wanted to dig deep into it because I don't think people understand how far this goes. You know, there's a whole official name. There's an organizational meeting between nations and all that. Started off in New Zealand. You know, it was a conference on environment and development, officially known as the Earth Summit. It's called the Kyoto Protocol. And this was held in Brazil, June 3rd through the 14th in 1992.
That long ago.
So, you know, the flatulence tax has been in effect for, been in the works for, about 17 years now. And all the nations have ratified it, except for, of course, the United States here.
Wow.
You know why? Because the United States, just like how they don't want to make weed legal, I think they want to be able to tax gas and make all the money from it and not have to share it with everybody else. That's my conspiracy on that.
You and your conspiracies. Okay.
See, right now in Fresno, they got a system where they harvest the methane,
products
from the dairy cattle, and they convert it to usable biogas. Hey, and it's being used by the gas people. So, technically, your shit is being pirated by shit. So, as you eloquently said, it was air going by shit. So.
I didn't come up with that.
Well, you didn't come up with that.
No, somebody told my daughter that.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is...
Well, just air shooting past your shit.
Air shooting past your shit. So, technically, when SDG&E is taxing you, you know, we can get that natural gas, like, right down the street where they got these cows. If we get a little mini processor, we can just... I don't know who wants that job to stand behind the cow and like get that and collect the cash or like have them in a room.
He's gonna pay me a hell of a lot of money to do that shit.
Hey, but think about it. You know, we talk about turning green all the time. You know, you see.
I would definitely turn green standing behind a cow catching its fart.
Right.
That'd definitely be going green.
And you know, and you think about it, with all the problems we have in money-wise right now, that's the easy thing to do. And remember we talked about the little boy that was arrested in Florida for cutting gas?
Mm.
Eventually, they pass this law, it'd be like, if you cut gas, you're going to have to pay the taxes on that gas.
Right.
Or go to jail. I mean, there's a whole lot of money you can get out of that. A whole lot of money you can get out of that. You know, it's just feeding the system. Actually, it could be something that could be good. You know, this tax money that you can get. Well, this might make bean sales go down. I don't know. Because if people know that they're going to get taxed for gas,
they won't eat beans.
Right. They won't eat beans or they won't fart in public as much.
Well, we don't want them to fart in public anyway.
but think about it, though. It's like, you know how right now you can sell blood to the blood bank?
Yeah, oh, people selling farts. Oh,
yeah, people can sell farts. Hey, they sell blood. You can sell your sperm. You can sell your eggs. I'm like, why couldn't you just go in the room and cut methane all day?
I don't know. That
could be something that homeless folks could do. Like, you homeless and you hungry. You can go to one of these methane gas places, and you can just cut. They give you some beans, and you can just cut all day, and they can have it where it sucks out into the pipe system, and boom, we'll really be on the next level of gas conversion and turning green, and everything we take in, we use back again. It's recycling. Come on now.
Interesting.
Maybe you're not down for that.
Interesting.
Man.
Interesting. Can we get on another subject?
All right. Whatever. I'll talk about some folks. Something I read a while back. You know, people who want to, who when they die, they want to be buried with their cell phone.
Why?
A guy wanted to be buried with a cell phone. One person wanted to be buried with their Game Boy. You know, they're saying that this is happening in places like the United Kingdom, Australia, and South Africa. But they're seeing it happen here in the United States, too. You know, people want to be buried with their iPod. Or, you know, one dude wanted in his viewing to have his Bluetooth in his ear. And most folks, they say they really want to be buried with their cell phone. I'm like, they said within the last 5 or 6 years, the guy Frank Kerman, owner and funeral director of Frank R. Perman Funeral Home and Corporation of Pittsburgh. This is in Pittsburgh, so maybe people in Pittsburgh ain't got nothing better to do than think about getting buried with their cell phone. But, hey, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, he's saying with the fact that all the technology is, the price is getting so low that it won't be a big deal to bury people's cell phones with them. You know, some people say they do it for the have mementos in the casket or the tomb, like King Tut. Whatever the hell that means. I think he probably wanted to live over being buried with a bunch of treasure. But that's just me. Yeah. And people are saying that it's like it's an extension of them, like their class ring. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where we at. All right. I'm gonna move on because obviously, you're not all that enamored with the fact that people want to be buried with their
I'm trying to figure that one out.
What is there to figure out? You ain't attached to your cell phone?
No.
You don't want to sleep with it at night?
No.
Hold it and hug it and caress it? You know, become
hell no.
See, you sound like a hater.
To the cell phone? Yeah.
I don't like it. You sound like a hater. Man, your BlackBerry. Ooh.
My BlackBerry?
Yeah. your BlackBerry. You can fall in love with your BlackBerry, and y'all can be together forever.
I don't have a BlackBerry.
Well, I'm saying if you got one.
No.
Just a thought. No.
No.
Anyway.
Anyway. Next topic.
I know you remember this, the Drew Peterson guy.
Drew Peterson.
Yeah, he's been engaged 4 times before this, and now he's on his 5th time. You know, he's the one that 4 wives have disappeared or died.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is the 5th one. She's 23. You know, he's a former police sergeant. He was suspected in the disappearance of his wife. And, you know, he's engaged to be married again now. They're still looking for the other one. But, you know, she disappeared in October 2007. And he said, hey, she left me for another man. And so... You know, he met with his attorney to discuss filing for divorce on grounds of abandonment.
God. He's on his 5th one.
This is the 5th one. The 5th one.
Wow.
Hey, he have a wedding ring for every finger on one hand.
Where does he live?
Well, I would say Florida
just because of Florida.
Yeah.
There you go, picking on Florida again.
I mean, come on, man. Florida's so easy to pick on. You know, everybody's crazy there. But well, I'm sorry, people in Florida. I'm not going to say all y'all crazy, but y'all got a lot of crazy stuff going on. But
watch out.
All right, hey, Florida, I'm going to ride on New Jersey right now. Remember we talked about the name, how the judge in Detroit was talking about, you know, the poor Black mothers and how they naming their kids Laquita.
Oh, yes.
All this other stuff. Well, there's this couple. I don't know if you've heard. You know, they named their 3-year-old Adolf Hitler.
No.
Yeah. So, the kid's name is Adolf Hitler Campbell. And what they wanted was they wanted to have a cake done. And on the cake, they wanted, you know, happy birthday, Hitler. And, of course, the people at the cake spot was like, nah, it ain't going down like that.
Right.
You know, I'm not putting that on the cake. You know, they don't see the problem with naming their kids after, you know, happy birthday, Adolf Hitler. They don't understand that. And what I didn't understand was this judge, right, who I haven't heard from the judge and none of these other people about this kid named Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, is this like some racist stuff? I mean, you know, Black folks can't name themselves I'm Quita or whatever, but somebody can name their kid Adolf Hitler and it's all good.
Right.
Man. You know, freedom of speech. You want
exactly.
To
You can't dictate to people what they can name their kids. It's their choice. Freedom of choice.
All right. Speaking of choice, man, I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
I'm going to ask you a question. This is a choice to all the ladies out there. And any of you ladies listening, if you want
to. And you want me to speak for the ladies.
I'm going to speak for the ladies, but first I want to say, if ladies, y'all want to speak on this, y'all want to weigh in on it, you can hit us up at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
You just want ladies to hit you up.
this up, ladies. And fellas, y'all wanna hit us up on this too. SchooldriverOne@yahoo.com, the number one. The question is, ladies, why, and this is to you, Butter, in particular, why in the hell y'all not like little men?
Why do we not, little men as in short men?
Yeah, short men. I want to know.
Well, that's kind of a difficult question to answer just because there are a lot of women. Women don't like short men because they want someone to either 3 or 4 inches taller, and the myth of a tall man is packing has a tall order.
Okay. Hey.
But a lot of women. I don't want a man that's shorter than me.
Okay, but it ain't necessarily about a man that's shorter than you.
I don't mind a man that's 5'5", 5'6", 5'7". That, I mean...
5'5", 5'6". So if a 5'5 dude approach you, you really consider hollering at him?
I have, yes.
Uh-huh. And how long did that last?
Until he moved away to Ohio.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna say this in general though. Why?
Okay, why are you asking? You're a 6 foot tall man.
That ain't the issue.
Why are you asking this though? There is a reason why you're asking.
Because I'm down with the fellas. I'm protecting my homie. I'm saying that I know some dudes. They ain't the tallest dudes in the world, but they're
okay.
Kind of cool. They deserve a chance at, respect, man.
Right. Okay. So why don't men like bigger women?
There's a bunch of dudes that like bigger women.
There's a bunch of women that like shorter dudes.
I rarely hear it. And I talk to people, and people are always, no, I can't have no dude. I can't have no short dude.
Okay, women are going to have to call in or email about that situation.
These are 4'11" women talking about a dude.
Women, you'll write in. SmoothDrama1@yahoo.com. Answer Dick Hugger's question.
Well, why don't you answer Dick?
I don't mind a short man.
No, I'm saying I want to understand the psychosis. Break down the psychosis for me.
I did. Women just like taller men. They don't want anybody shorter than them.
Okay, but why? What's wrong with a man being shorter than you?
There's no way of them actually getting taller to be at your height. Unless they wear heels.
Getting taller? What are you talking about?
Is that my phone or your phone?
I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
Every time you talk, it does that.
Yeah, I know. I see that. I'm gonna have to stop that. Okay. Okay.
No. Keep talking.
Okay, I'm talking. Anyway.
I think you were getting too loud, that's why. Step back on the phone.
Right. No. See, that's just not right.
I can't answer that question because other people are going to have to answer that because I like all men.
Yeah, but you... Okay. That's annoying.
It is annoying.
Well, I thought that I had a legitimate question there.
Well, no, it is a legitimate question. But, we'll let the audience answer that. Let them write in.
Let the audience answer this.
Let the listeners call in, or not call in, write in and comment on that. There are a lot of questions, you know, that can be answered, but not just one person can answer it. There has to be a group of people that can answer that, not just one. I can't answer that question.
Well, you should be able to answer the question, man.
Why? I don't represent a bunch of women.
You represent a thought process.
I represent any woman. Y'all, you know what my thought process is. So I don't know why the hell you're asking me that question. My thought process is not the same as most women. And you know that. So I'm a little concerned. I'm a little surprised that you're asking me that question. That you're asking me to answer on behalf of a bunch of women. Take a survey. What happened to your surveys?
My surveys.
You want to do surveys? Where's the surveys at? Go around. We can go and hit, you know, the shopping malls and take some surveys. Tell them they're going to be on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, we can even start filming it.
All right.
So pick up your surveys and let's get out there and do some surveys. Let's ask that question.
Why you don't want to speak up for women?
I told you, I don't mind short men. I'm speaking up on behalf of me. I'm not going to speak about on other women. Let them answer the question. You ask 20 women, or why are you just asking me? Because I don't like representing a bunch of women.
Why not?
Because I don't like their thought processes. I don't like half the shit they do.
Okay, well, this is another question. Why don't women like women? Why women don't trust women?
Because they're all catty.
Oh, they're all catty.
No, okay, not all. A lot of them are catty.
Okay.
And the makeup of a woman is the women are jealous and competitive in their own nature, and they're catty. Women, you know, women don't dress up to impress men. Women dress up to impress other women because they want to hear women comment on, oh, you look very cute today, or I like your hair. It's all about impressing another woman, not a man.
Hold on. So we're talking about women go out to impress
others. When they dress up,
you
know, it's not, excuse me, they don't care. Well, I mean, they care what men think, but it's more of a, they want to try and get a compliment from a woman. Because when they dress up, they do their hair, they do their makeup, because they want to, well, you know, I want to look better than so-and-so. Women are, look, you're never going to be able to understand a woman. There is no rhyme or reason to half the shit that we do.
Okay, so why do y'all complain about men?
We have to have something to complain about. Men complain about women, women complain about men, but yet we coexist and, you know, we live our lives. One can't live without the other. So, men.
Believe that?
Yeah, so we each have different makeups. So, from birth, we're just different.
I don't wear makeup.
We just have different makeup. Shut up, man. Goon.
I'm trying, man. Now, there was one thing.
I don't even know why you're trying to understand women. It doesn't make any difference one way or another how women are towards you. You like all women.
Okay, what's wrong with women?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with women. I'm glad. I am proud to say that my friend Dick Hugger likes all women, no matter how they are. He sees the good in every woman.
Yes, he does.
Nick out there, I speak the truth. Dick Hugger finds the good in every woman he meets.
I try to find the good.
Well, he tries, but, you know, I know. You do pretty well, if you ask me. Because I've met some of your women.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow, you gonna go there.
Yes, and I know you can tell stories about some of my men.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
But you know the secret of how I get rid of them.
Yeah, that's one thing. How do you get rid of somebody that you're trying to get rid of? You can't shake them.
Yeah.
After shooting them, you can't get rid of them. How do you do that?
I have the answer.
We have the answer, but we're going to talk about that at a future date. How to shake people. We're going to have a top 10 list on how to shake
them. I've got top 5.
Right. Anybody got any suggestions on that? We'll gladly take them. We're going to tabulate them and put them all together, and we're going to vote on the top 10 ways to shake somebody. What I want to talk about here now, something that's also important to me, I want to talk about nerds. You know, nerds that took over the world. People don't know it yet, but, you know, the majority, there ain't no cool people running nothing. Cool people, there ain't a lot of cool, wealthy people. It's like nerds in the house. Nerds run this bitch. Totally. I want to give a shout out to all the hackers out there. I love y'all. Y'all my homies. Please don't steal my identity. I'm down with y'all to the count. You my heart. Everything. But we need to make a distinction between nerds. Because there are two kinds of nerds. And, you know, this is not to diss you. But, you know, the nerds who sit at home and, as I've stated, and there's no eloquent way to say this, the nerds who have made online porn and all this other stuff, the profitable business that it is, hey, you know, that's cool for you, and I guess that's good, but there's something to be said about, like, being able to kiss a real live woman. If you're not kissing real live women and the loves of your life are plastic people, you are on the lower end of the nerd tree. Now, those people who can read, you can read, and I want to say this. If you can read and write, and you have sex, you are an alpha nerd. I want to make that distinction. An alpha nerd. Alpha nerds can do everything that cool people can do, quote unquote cool people, but they can read and comprehend stuff also. And that's where a lot of my hacker homies, I give y'all nothing but love because y'all run it. This is the year, in the decade, in the century of the nerd, the alpha nerd.
Oh, we're breaking it down now.
We're breaking it down. You know, you got to give a shout out to the alpha nerds out there. You know, they can read, they can program stuff, they do all the cool innovations that we have today. And this is important. You know, they can interact with real live people. Being able to interact with real live people takes a special skill. It's
okay.
Very, very special skill.
Wow. A special skill.
A special skill. A lot of folks can't deal with people.
No, I know that. Shoot, I've met a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, you see them, you think they're cool or whatnot, and then they start talking, and you're like, damn, wow, how did you get to be 25?
We're talking about 25-year-olds?
No, I ain't talking about 25. I'm just saying in general that you see a lot of people, and you wonder sometimes. I know you see them, you know, in the workplace or whatnot, and you wonder how in the hell are they, you know, are they functioning human beings?
Right.
You know, you're crazy. Everything you do is crazy.
But,
you know, you got a job and people talk to you and I guess understand you or whatnot. I don't understand you, but you know, that's just me. I think we're living in a time. I mean, it's bad enough growing up here in America, as you know. People don't respect you for being smart. Like, you know, growing up, you could read. You know, folks is laughing at you, popping you upside the head. Oh, you can read. I don't understand that. Folks is mad at you because you can read.
Yeah, well.
Right. You know, folks get called a sellout because they can have a conversation that don't have no saying, no mean up in it.
Right.
Right. We have a culture of stupidity. And that's the reason why
he said a culture of stupidity.
A culture of stupidity, man. That's why I rail on the, you know, Florida. Because I'm not calling the people stupid. Well, I kind of am. But I'm not calling the people stupid just for the sake of calling them stupid. It's like dumb stuff. Like homie with the sweet potato pie. Why would you throw a hot sweet potato pie at somebody when you can eat it? See, that's just stupid. You know? I mean, it's things that you do that don't make sense.
Right. No, I get you.
And we didn't got to a point where a lot of stuff that we do don't make sense. You know, like this hero worship on Barack Obama. You know, we just had the racing. Everybody and their mama want to go to the inauguration, and boom, you know, the record amount of people down there, you know, the t-shirts, everybody singing Kumbaya, we shall overcome. Like, hey, let homie do the job. Y'all taking it to the whole next level of the game of hero worship. You know, I'm down for dude. I voted for him. I support the hope that he has given the nation. Shit, I hope it works, because at this particular point in time, I don't even look at my 401k because it's a waste of my time.
Right.
Because it ain't happening. And at the end of the day, you know, it's about us being able to do stuff. You know, we gotta get back to the days when when communities took care of themselves and people supported and neighbors supported each other. I mean, you know, you could probably be in the neighborhood apartment complex and it's like the kids know each other barely,
right?
But the parents don't know each other. You wonder why that is. How many of your neighbors do you know?
I don't.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, I ain't going to say it's your fault, although it is, because you probably don't say hi. You got your hoodie on. You got your shades on. You know, you walking by all gangster with your grill on.
Oh, yeah, all gangster. Mm-hmm. I'm gangster.
Yeah, you got the canes and all that. You know,
okay.
You gangster on the low.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of.
Yeah, my hoodie, my sunglasses, and all my other shit.
Right.
Yes, I'm gangster. Dick Hugger called me gangster, Mr. Alpha Nerd.
Yeah, I'm an alpha nerd. I'm proud of being an alpha. I'll pop my collar to being the greatest alpha nerd that this world has ever seen.
Right. You're such a alpha nerd.
I'm going to take Alpha Nerd to the next level. Just watch. 2009, going into 2010, we gonna set it off for all the Alpha Nerds out there. We gonna form a group. We all gonna join that sex club out of Australia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And we gonna be a major political party come 2012, because they say 2012 the world's supposed to end anyway. So.
Really.
You're not aware of the Aztec prophecy?
No, I'm sorry. I know.
I mean the Mayan prophecy, but 2012 the world's supposed to end.
Mm.
Yeah. So we got 3 years left. So. You gotta make it count. What you gonna do in your 3 years?
I don't know. I just wanna make it to 40.
You wanna make it to 40?
I wanna make it to 40.
Well, you're not too far off. You'll be alright.
And I want a sweet potato pie for my 40th birthday.
Oh, you want a sweet potato pie?
One sweet potato pie for my birthday.
But if you get sweet potato pie, what if somebody throws it at you?
They better not throw it at me, too. I'll kick their ass.
You can't fight, brother. You know you can't fight. You're a lover, not a fighter.
You're right. That's why I want my sweet potato pie. The last one I got was really good.
You should thank the guy that gave it to you.
I will have to.
The greatest cook ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll have to thank him.
All right. Well, I'm going to get on something different because I've been sidetracked. I want to talk about Alabama. These people in Alabama, you see, there's a reason why I don't go to certain states. A lot of them in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a cat was banned from the post office for not paying taxes in Alabama. So, get this. In Alabama town, they rallied around the cat's name, Sammy the cat, by buying a P.O. box in his name after he was evicted from the local post office. Sammy the cat. Yeah, Sammy the cat.
Why was he evicted from the post office?
I don't know. I just wish I had the video so that I could, like, hear the conversation. Sammy the cat just walk in. Meow, meow, meow. And I guess that means give my mail, bitch. And
I would like to know who the hell is sending Sammy the cat mail.
What? Sammy might have pros in different area codes. You know the song, I Got Pros in Different Area Codes?
No, I don't know that song. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I don't get out much.
Anyway.
I've never heard of that.
Sammy the cat, he has a P.O. box in his name.
Do you know what it is? Let's get our listeners to send Sammy the cat some mail.
Well, I got to find out. They don't have it listed. I'm going to have to do some research.
Yeah, find out what that is. Everybody send Sammy the cat a postcard.
Sammy the cat a postcard? A postcard?
A postcard.
We love you, Sammy.
Mm-hmm. From wherever. Send them from all over the world.
But can Sammy read?
Cat. What?
Can Sammy read, though?
You got a what?
Can Sammy read?
Who the hell cares?
What? That's the most important thing. Can Sammy read?
Who the hell cares? Let's just bombard the P.O. box with mail for Sammy. Eventually, somebody will read it to Sammy, don't you think, if Sammy can't read?
Okay, but that would mean Sammy has great voice
friends?
Recognition. Yeah, well, obviously he's got friends because...
Friends. Okay, well, somebody's got to check that P.O. box. Somebody has to check the P.O. box. We know it's not Sammy. He can't hold the key and turn it. So, everybody, just get the address, man.
Okay. I will work hard to get the address for Sammy the Cat. I want to talk about some homies, though. I want to talk about some real troopers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read about the guys that was lost at sea.
Oh, those four,
Yeah, they survived on bird vomit in rainwater for 25 days.
I heard 25 days. I didn't hear about the bird vomit.
Yeah, they said there was two big seabirds came and they vomited some small fish, about six or seven little fish, and that was it. And they said that, you know, they fresh water, that there was rain, and they was catching it and drinking and surviving off of that. And they on their, 'cause they were in a little box.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, in the ice box, and they said that the rain collected on the bottom of the ice box and they would drink that.
25 days on bird vomit?
Bird vomit. I'm like, they were lucky as hell. Because you gotta make sure you get the birds to circle right above you and vomit on you. So you
right.
Can eat it and eat it. That's a special skill. Those are some special young men there. They should be commended.
Well, for surviving 25 days, they are commended. But I didn't realize that they survived off a bird vomit. That is...
They said that the birds were passing by and were just like, oh, take it. It's for you.
They are very lucky for 25 days to be able to survive out there.
Yeah, they are. Oh, but a new vacation spot is being earmarked.
Where is that?
Right here in California.
Where?
Legoland, California wants to build a 250-room Lego-themed hotel outside the amusement park. So you can go to the Legoland Hotel. Sleep on the Lego bed. Eat off your Lego table.
How long is that going to take to build?
Huh?
How long is that going to take to build?
Oh, probably about 25 years, but... but at least they're going to build it.
Oh, my God. Wow. We'll have to cover that. When it's built.
What?
We'll have to cover that when it's built.
Yeah, we have to go there and hang out. Oh, I can't finish this off without a shout out to my homies in Florida.
Who's that?
There's some Florida senior citizens who produced a claymation DVD promoting safe sex.
Oh, God.
No. I'm scared.
Oh, no, no, no. There's so many things that could go wrong with that.
So, yeah. In Florida, that's what they do. They take care of it all. Florida. Claymation. You know, the old King Kong.
They're in front of everything, don't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But I got one more, though. I got police arrest this $1,000 prostitute. You know, what she did was she flew in from Vegas to Chicago and she agreed to have sex in a Loop hotel, and her charge was $1,000 for 2 hours, and I guess that it was a setup. $1,000, she got arrested. So, the cops, there's like real criminals out there, and they stopping people from getting busy. I mean, and when you talking about this is you messing up the economy, man.
I mean, yeah, well.
If there's a guy who wants to spend $1,000, now this guy, he spends his $1,000 for the sex. She gets the money. She gives some to the pimp who's going to go and buy him a Cadillac and some rims. You know, he going to the car dealer. Then he's going to hook up the homie at the rim shop. I mean, it's a lot of things. Trickle-down economics that's just being messed up here because of the police.
Right. Well, you know, some people see it different, but, yeah, I get your point. I see where you're coming from.
This is trickle-down economics, man. See, whole business helps the world. Whole business helps the world.
Whole business.
Hey, didn't we just bail out the car dealership?
Yeah.
Right? We bailed out the car dealership. So, instead of bailing out the car dealership, you just stop messing with hoes.
Right.
That's the hoes, because the hoes got pimped. Pimped by cars. Right? Pimped by cars and car parts. All of a sudden, boom, don't have to worry about the bailout. You'll have more pimps on the street and escort, but hey, there's a price to pay for the prosperity that we have grown accustomed to.
Right.
So, this is a message to the cops, you know.
Stop messing up the economy.
Right, you're messing up the economy, bro. I know y'all got a little budget, you know, you putting people in jail, they have to pay the fines and whatnot, but that's not trickling down to the street, homie. We need some money that's trickling down to the street. So if these dudes, these high-priced dudes, they want to pay and, you know, get served up or whatnot for $1,500, whatever. Let it go.
Right.
So serious out here. You putting food in somebody's mouth. See? And the more the dudes can sell, the more they keep their jobs, and that's less people out there on the street that you got to arrest in the first place. Because
right.
Your job is already dangerous. So this is a big old circle, man. See, this is almost like the methane gas green circle where you let it out, but it's also what you let out heats your house. So you let this happen, and then good things happen from that.
Right.
Just a thought. That's just my thought for today.
Okay. Well, on that note, you are listening to Butter Pecan
and Dick Hugger
on Smooth Drama.
And
remember, yes.
Go ahead.
Say, remember, send in your ideas, comments to smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
And if you want to get in contact with us, you can text us at 411.
41411. What was it? Smooth Drama. 41411.
Texas, hit us up. We shoot you some knowledge.
Hit us
up on email, smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. We want to hear from you.
Until next time. Good night.
Miss East and all that. May the force be with you.
And also with you.
Yes.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.